You think in terms of, one of the prosperity theology slogans is live like a king's kid. And I just always shake my head in amazement at that because Jesus was the king's kid. Now, how did he live? Why isn't Jesus then the model for how we should live if we're saying, well, if you're a king's kid, you deserve to live like this? What prosperity theology does. It's actually based on a half-truth, and that's what makes it dangerous. And actually, almost every effective heresy, by which I mean a lot of people believe that heresy, does have some passages of Scripture which, out of context, without looking at the whole, can back it up. So, can you find passages, particularly in the Old Testament, that say, okay, if you're faithful in this, then you'll receive that, and God will bless those who give? Certainly, Malachi 3, watch, I'll just overflow the storehouses, when you become faithful givers. But, and Jesus said in Luke 6, with the measure you give, it will be given back to you. And Paul talks about the same thing in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, a passage on giving. Okay, but then ask yourself the question, why does God give us more? Well, Paul tells us specifically in the 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 passage, he says, you will be enriched in every way. He's talking now, as you give, you will be enriched. And specifically, it's talking about God blessing you financially. You will be enriched in every way so that. Okay, how do we finish that sentence? So that. Well, some people would say, so that you can live in the nicest homes and drive the nicest cars, and you can kind of do what Jesse Duplantis or whoever that is, says. And look, it worked for him and it can work for me too. Well, but that's not what Paul says. Paul says, you will be enriched in every way as you're a faithful giver, so that you may be generous on every occasion. In other words, God doesn't bless us with more to raise our standard of living, but to raise our standard of giving. And so, why doesn't Jesse take all of these millions that have been given to him, which he says he got because he was faithful, and why doesn't he give all those away? In other words, why doesn't he go back to living at the same lifestyle he was living at back when he gave generously in the first place? Well, no, it doesn't work that way, see, because what he wants now is for everybody else to follow his example of giving generously to his ministry so that he can continue in his ministry to have millions of dollars come in. And I don't mean by that that he's not a believer or that he's not, but I just mean, come on, let's get real. Look at Paul. Look at 2 Corinthians 11. Look at his resume. I mean, this is a guy who do prosperity people today just have more faith? Are they more godly than the Apostle Paul? I mean, he was put to death for crying out loud. Look at what happened to the apostles. I mean, they all were put to death, with the possible exception of John. And so I think we just, health and wealth gospel, I think one of the things that concerns me the most, and I say this in Money, Possessions, and Eternity, at the end of one of the chapters, you look at Haiti, you look at China, though less so now than perhaps a few years ago, but you look at Puerto Rico, you look at, wherever you look at that, certainly the Sudan, parts of Africa, and ask yourself the question, is this prosperity theology gospel more true in America and, let's say, parts of Europe and maybe New Zealand or Australia and South Korea? Is it more true in those countries than it is true in Haiti and the Sudan? And if it is, and clearly it is, then any gospel that is more true in America than it is in Haiti is not the true gospel.